This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Tommy, you always said getting old is not for the faint of heart.
No, it's not.
In fact, getting old is one of the biggest fears of people in their 30s, 40s, 50 years old.
Oh, right? Yeah.
Yet, if you believe what we're about to tell you.
What's that?
It's getting there that's horrifying.
Yeah.
But when you're there.
You're dead.
No, it's not all that bad.
What's getting there? Give me an age.
You're
close to the end.
You're hanging out in the break room. Rochester's Classic Rock 96.5 WCMF. So there's a big survey done, 2,000 grandparents.
Okay.
And they asked them all kinds of questions about life, searching for wisdom.
Okay.
And the answer to one of these questions was very surprising.
What is it?
8 in 10 elderly people said being old was not as bad as they thought it was going to be.
Okay.
8 in 10. Now, this is compared to what they thought being old would be when they were younger.
All right.
But there are a lot of folks that said they were happier.
But why? What's making them happy?
Okay. It all comes down to perspective. Now, they don't really get into the nuts and bolts of what's making them happy. We've seen other studies that we'll address in a second.
Mm.
But I think the important question here, do you believe them?
No.
You don't believe them?
No.
Why do you not believe them?
Because your body's breaking down. You feel like crap. You can't do anything anymore. It's almost like you're a prisoner in your own. But my father always said that he felt like a... At the end, and not to get too weird here, but he felt like he was a prisoner in his own body.
Okay. Mm.
Like, you can't do anything.
Okay. Now, but here's the thing. We shouldn't be all that surprised by this. Mm. Like the other studies we've seen before, sexual satisfaction on average goes up the older people get.
Okay, but who's banging in their 80s?
People with Viagra?
No. So the other thing my old man told me, he goes, you get to a point with Viagra.
I feel like we should stop taking advice from your dad.
It's all you got.
But he also ran wide open. He never took care of himself.
True.
Right?
True.
Like, it's possible that there are 80-year-old boners going
and
up all over
okay,
the place.
There
right.
are other times when you paint your dad's life to not be so bad. Like, didn't he just, like, go out and
do whatever
have,
he
like,
wanted.
Have happy hour every day?
Every day.
He was
every
stealing
day.
Electric carts yeah. to go to the bar.
Right.
Yes, he was.
I mean, like, there might have been times where, yes, it sucked for him, but there might have also been times where he's like, this is pretty nice.
I guess because, like, your body... Your body's breaking down.
Okay,
so
that
can't be fun.
Okay, your body breaks down, yes. But satisfaction with life, on average, goes up the older people
get,
according
to studies. Okay, you did also mention that the people that they interviewed were grandparents.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Right, which most of us are. I am not. But I think there's a satisfaction, like, seeing the grandkids. Like, a lot of people want to live long enough to see their grandkids. Mm-hmm. And see their grandkids and enjoy their lives. So I think a lot of grandparents... take a lot of satisfaction in seeing grandkids.
Okay.
And I think that helps them live longer. But not everybody's excited to see the grandkids.
Find me a grandparent that's not excited to
see. I can't because he died.
I think it all comes down to perspective.
Yeah, all right.
And you might be able to prove to yourself right now that even though you're terrified of getting older, it's going to be okay.
Mm.
For example, Tommy Mueller. Mm. Think about when you were 15, 18, 21 years old. What did you think 60 years old was going to be?
Oh, ancient.
And horrible.
Yeah, they're old.
Is your life horrible?
No. Well, 10:30 gets better.
You have a wonderful wife.
Yeah. Yes.
You live in a nice house in a great suburb, right? You have a fantastic job.
Yeah, yeah.
You have your health, knock on wood, right? So at 18, you were horrified of being your age.
Yeah. Yes.
Yet you're here.
Okay.
And you're happy.
Right.
So you're.
But you are getting closer to the end. But, and that's the other thing nobody likes to talk about.
But as you get closer to the end, I think you're realizing I can do more than I thought I could do at this age.
Yeah, but I'm going to die and go to hell.
Okay, well, that I can't argue.
Yeah, yeah, that's a definite. But
well, that's what they told you, right? I was like a little kid, you bet you go to hell.
No, that's not what they told you. It's going to happen with you. It's going to happen.
If you touch yourself, you're going to hell. If you think about touching yourself, you're going to hell.
Use logic here.
Right.
If at 18, yeah. you thought now would be horrible.
Yes.
And now is not horrible.
No.
Well, if at now you think 80 is going to be horrible, really? There is a pretty good chance that 80 is not going to be horrible.
Okay, all right.
Because
all right.
things change. You gain perspective.
Well, we are living longer and we're a little bit healthier, yes.
Okay, there you go.
So maybe I can still go ziplining over a vineyard in Southern California when I'm 90 years old.
Like, Kimmy, you're 31?
Yes.
Okay. What did you think 31 was going to be at 18?
I thought I would feel much older.
Okay.
But I honestly, like, what's actually made me change my perspective is watching my parents get older, because I don't really see my parents as old people.
Well, they party, you know? Though.
But I just, like, I'm like, oh, you know what? That doesn't look so bad. Whereas if you asked me, like, 10, 15 years ago what I thought they'd be like at this age, I thought they'd be like, they'd look like my grandparents looked.
But you also, like me, have a warped perspective of what age is because of your dad, because of my dad.
Yeah.
Your old man's doing jello shots and taking 6-mile bike rides in the middle of the day and chipping his teeth,
but that's
partying. Like, that's not a normal guy his age. Probably ain't doing all that stuff.
It's not, but it gives you hope. And I mean, all of his friends kind of do the same thing.
And you also you just described my dad, so yeah. Minus the bike ride. I don't know, man. Okay, right. It comes down to this. Yeah. And look, you're already.
I mean, you do get more comfortable. In your skin, I think that's your point.
You're wrinkly, falling off, old ass, breaking down skin.
Yes.
And look, you do have a point about, you know, fear of getting older and getting closer to the end. As we're talking about this study
Who knows what happens on the other side?
2,000 elderly people, grandparents. They say 8 in 10 of them say that being this age is not as bad as they thought it was going to be. So let's talk about what you lose versus what you gain.
Okay.
Because you're right. You will lose physical abilities at some point. You will lose friends and family members along the way.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people lose a sense of purpose as they get older.
Well, you retire, what are you doing?
Yep, and you retire, your kids get older, even your grandkids start to age where they don't need you anymore, right? Those are the scariest truths about getting old.
Mm.
But you're also gaining things you never thought about. Well, it's not just the grandkids. How about watching your adult children become members of society?
Okay.
That has to be rewarding, right?
If they do it right.
True.
You're only as happy as your unhappiest kid.
But you also brought up, you know, feeling good in your own skin.
Sure.
You lose that self-conscious feeling about what other people think.
You do.
Okay.
That is very true.
So, you know, sometimes it's the simplest pleasures in life you never take time to appreciate.
Well, you slow down, yes. You can't do that.
And now you have time to appreciate it. Like, life and happiness is all about perspective, right?
Mm.
Well, you can't have perspective from a 60, 70, 80, 90-year-old's view until you are 60, 70, 80, 90.
All right. All right.
I'm trying to cheer you up, man. You're the one that's scared about getting old.
That would be a first. No, since you were 15.
Did you
bottle that and sell it.
226,000. Let's talk to Perry. He's on CMF. Hey, Perry. How are you, buddy?
Patty, not Perry.
Patty, doesn't matter. Nobody knows who you are. Go ahead.
What makes me happy is as long as you can bring up your kids better life than you do. Than I do, I should say.
Okay, so you watched your kids succeed where you did not, and that gives you happiness.
Absolutely.
Are you from here? Hold on. You from here?
No. No.
Where are you from?
We've talked to him before.
Where is he from?
Yeah, I did.
Yeah, remind us where you're from, bud.
Indonesia.
Don't count.
Why does that not
count? Don't count.
Why doesn't that count?
Don't count. He came over here. It's a different story.
No, it's not a different story.
It's all about aging.
They came from a better life. And these Indonesian people, they live for like ever. Is you ever see, like, these people that come from, like, these sunny places that are, like, 105, they're climbing coconut trees?
Is that a fact?
They're beating up snakes?
Come on, Tommy. Stop talking about that. Talking about I have better opportunities here than where I came from.
Well, but, like, it's the American... Yeah, no, I'm sorry. It's the American dream, no matter where you're coming from, you know? Like,
That is absolutely correct.
Yeah.
That is absolutely correct. It is some people who said that this country is... Tell them to go out there to look at it outside the country, outside the box.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you can't spearfish anymore.
You can spearfish. Go down to Florida.
Oh, yeah, you could.
All right, there you go. Hey, thanks for the call, buddy.
Yeah, usually you hit a tourist. You catch one in the shoulder.
There's another reason you might be horrified of getting older, and it's an overreaction.
What's it?
You only remember the bad stories that stick out.
Well, yeah, usually the tragedies are the ones that surprise you.
Because you've been referencing your father this entire discussion.
Yes.
Right?
Well, that's what most guys do. You look back at the men in your life that raised you, your aunts, your uncles, the men.
Totally fair. And you watched your parents get old and wither away, and that was not fun. Well, your brothers watched it. You visited them once a year.
Yeah.
And you were close to them.
I was like that Indonesian relative.
But the fact is, like you're, like we just said, your dad ran wide open. So did your mother.
Yeah.
They partied hard. They didn't care. They just went for it, right? You come across elderly people every day that are out doing things, and you don't even notice them.
Yes.
Right? Because they're getting along just fine. Mm. It's only natural to look at the worst-case scenario and have that stick, but you have to remember that your scenario might not be the worst-case scenario.
Right. Okay, but it might be. I mean, I don't know. Well, I mean, that's the scary part. Like, you don't know how this is going to go. It's, you know, the future's not promised to anybody.
Sure, sure. All I'm saying is when you go to Wegmans today, right?
Yeah.
Or whenever you go, wherever you're at, look around and take in the amount of older people that you see and see what they're doing for themselves and see that they have a smile on their face behind the mask probably.
All right.
And maybe that makes you feel better.
Well, sometimes, like, I mean, you see that senior bus pull up.
Yeah.
This is a good thing.
That actually sounds sweet. I don't have to drive. Yeah. I can take a nap on the way. That sounds great.
Yeah, sure.
I wonder if part of it, too, is you reach a certain age for a lot of people, and you just kind of keep getting more and more comfortable in life in general.
Yeah,
you know?
I think that's fair.
Okay.
Let's tell you. I love the 31-year-old's going to tell you how to age gracefully.
Yes.
Let's talk to John. He's on CMF. Hey, Johnny. How are you, buddy?
Hey, good morning. Doing fine. How about you, folks?
Doing great. John, what you got?
Oh, well, hey, I'm 62. Be 63 this summer. You know, lose a step, hell yeah. But I don't know. I just, it's, you're born, you die. All that matters is what's in between. And as long as you keep adding to the story, you know, it's all good.
That was the best way I've ever heard aging described.
You live, you die, and it's in between.
Well, you add to the story. Yeah. You just keep adding to the story.
Ta-da.
Yep. Okay, for instance, like I said, this summer I'll be 63.
Mm.
Something I've always wanted to do. I like the long distance ride my motorcycle still. You know, a 500-mile day is nothing.
Goddamn.
But this summer, I'm going to go to Sturgis finally.
I can't wait to see you on a silver alert.
Yeah.
He was heading to Sturgis, but his buddies never heard from him. Well, ended up driving his goddamn motorcycle into the Pacific Ocean.
Well, actually, it'd probably be more like the Gulf Coast because I'm going by way of Illinois, Texas, Colorado, Montana, and then Sturgis.
All right, but John, I guess what you're getting at here is, you know, as long as you have something to look forward to, it's never going to be over for you, right?
Exactly. It ain't over until it's over, as long as you got something to look for.
That Sturgis
and push
is
comes
a part
to shove,
of it.
Oh, it is. Or well, I'll find out.
Bro, I don't own a motorcycle. I want to go to that thing.
Oh, yeah, you'd fit right in, Tommy.
Yeah, Tommy'd fit right in. Oh, boy.
All right, well, John, stay safe. Enjoy your trip, buddy. We appreciate the call.
Thanks, man. Later.
All right, take care.
That is like spring break for seniors.
I've seen pictures.
Sturgis.
They had Smash Mouth this year, which kind of made Sturgis a little less cool.
Was it the fat guy that screamed at the chili cook-off?
Yeah, they threw bread at him.
He's still doing it.
He's still doing it, man.
God. Still does it.
Doing his thing.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app. Thanks to Republic Records. This is a national contest.